Nassau County Executive Laura Curran. Laura, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Laura.
Good morning, guys. I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to be back.
And we are thrilled to have you back. Now you've got my cell phone, by the way.
I'm going to be texting you in the middle of the night.
Go ahead. Go for it. I like that. Now, listen, this this kid, Andrew Capobianco, this is a great story. Silver medal winner. Now, Bernie and I are not as enthusiastic about these Olympics as we've been in the past. We've admitted that. But when a local kid out of Wantagh makes it big and you're on the phone, Laura, out of Long Island, we are compelled to talk about it. How about Andrew getting a silver medal?
Amazing. Wantagh High School graduate. And I don't know if you know this, but both of his parents are retired NCPD cops.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
NCPD, Nassau County Police.
Even bigger.
Yeah. Nassau County Police.
Even more reason to love this kid.
And
by the way,
we have Caitlin O'Brien from Massapequa, who was rowing. There was a big watch party out there in Massapequa last night. Really, wow. We've got some great athletes here.
Representing Nassau County. Hey, listen, Laura Curran, listen, I must say, Laura's like the mayor of Nassau County. And unlike the mayor of New York City, people in Nassau County actually love the mayor. You've done a great job during the pandemic. Everybody loves Laura Curran, I got to say that. And you're working on this Afghanistan-Iraq war memorial out in Nassau County. I think the date is October 7th, but you're trying to raise some money for it. Tell us about that, Laura.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a beautiful memorial for all the wars in Eisenhower Park. And my acting county attorney, he's actually an Iraqi war veteran himself. He's in the Army Reserves. And he came up with this great idea for a monument for the veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq. So we have a committee we've put together. We're raising money, and we want to have a groundbreaking on October 7th. And I think, you know, right after the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and the outbreak, obviously, of the war in Afghanistan, we want to thank and honor these veterans. And, you know, a lot of the young veterans don't join the VFWs and the American Legions. We would love to get them more involved.
Well, it's clear, Laura, that this is sincere coming from you and you care about these kids. I know you're also giving active duty military along with Reserve and National Guard the same discounts that veterans get for all the parks, programs, and services you've got in Nassau County, which, again, Bernie and I applaud. That's a very big deal. Congrats on that.
Well, we got to thank these men and women who step up and serve our country and protect our very precious freedoms, which are very rare when you think about it in the course of human history. So, you know, any way that we can thank them, we were always thinking of it.
So Laura Curran, Nassau County Executive, the CDC came down with some mask guidelines. Where do we stand in Nassau County on mask, well, say mandates?
So I am looking, my team, our health department, we're looking at what D.C. is saying, what's coming down from Albany. And I would just encourage, you know, we have the highest vaccination rate among adults in the state. So of 62 counties, we're number one in vaccination rate. And we're number four in the nation in terms of counties, a million people and over. So I think our residents are very sensible. I think they see the vaccine as the passport back to normal. And so I encourage people, if you're on the fence, it's great to go on the internet and get information there. But for medical information, I would encourage people to talk to their doctor, talk to a healthcare professional that you trust, and listen to that person. You know, if it's the right thing for you, I would encourage you to do it.
It's just so confusing, whether it's been a medical doctor. I've had my own doctors. I'll be honest, they've kind of gone back and forth. The CDC is impossible to follow. The WHO is even worse. Guys like Dr. Fauci continues to embarrass himself night in and night out. It really has become impossible during this time to trust anyone. I trust myself, honestly, and I don't know anything about medicine, but somehow I have not gotten sick in the last 2 years. Well, so whatever I'm doing is seemingly working.
But the question would be here, I guess, the important question is schools. Are they going to be able to make their own choices locally?
There you go.
As opposed to the government telling them?
Good question.
You know, it's interesting. The signals coming from Albany yesterday were leaning towards something that I've been talking about for months, that I've been saying consistently that I believe school districts are best positioned to make this decision for their communities. Parents are in a good position to make this decision in consultation with their healthcare professionals.
Well, I like that very, very much, Laura Curran. They should be able to make it independent of the government, I think. Listen, Laura, also out in Nassau County, and you're all over this. You're all over everything in Nassau County. I see you all the time. Right in my backyard, We have sharks in Lido Beach.
We do.
I mean, you see them on tape. The helicopters are videotaping, and you had a lifeguard bit. I mean, the beautiful, gorgeous beaches, of course, but this phenomenon this year, and there was some of that last year as well.
They have Atlantic Beach, too?
Well, close to Atlantic Beach, but Point Lookout, Lido, and Long Beach, seemingly, and Jones Beach as well, seemingly in the recent past. What's up with those sharks, Laura Curran?
Yes, we had two sightings last week. We had the possible bite. The scientists are looking at to see if it was actually a shark. We don't know yet. But a little nip was taken on a lifeguard sighting Tuesday off Jones Beach. Wednesday, there were two black tip sharks off Jones Beach. So last year, we had about 20 shark sightings, way more than usual. And they started at the end of July. And here we are again at the end of July with the more sharks out there. So we have enhanced patrols out there. We have the guys up. I was actually walking down the boardwalk in Long Beach last night with my husband. Saw the helicopters going by. We've got the Marine Bureau boats out on the water.
Yeah.
What?
And, yeah, I mean, I don't want to be alarmist, and I don't, you know, I love swimming in the ocean. You should continue to go. But when the lifeguard blows that whistle and you see that arm bringing you back, there's a good reason for
no,
it.
No, you got to get out. Yeah.
Run for the hills.
I mean, I have not gone in the water yet. I go to the beach almost every weekend, Atlantic Beach, and it's too cold for me still. So I'm still not going into the water just yet. But when you couple now the water temperature with the real possibility now that I'm going to get eaten by a shark, I'm not going in. That's it. I'm done.
Well, see,
I'm like Roy Scheider.
It may be too cold for you, but it's a little warmer, so that brings the bunker and the bluefish, which the other creatures like to eat, and the water's cleaner, which is great news.
That's true.
And it's just a reminder that we share this beautiful island and the waters off it with other creatures. We're visiting them. We're going into their home when we go in the water.
No, so, that's fair. You know, that is fair.
You got to take off your bling before you go swimming because the little glinty gold and diamonds looks like scales, and that can be very attractive to hungry sharks.
All right. I do wear a gold number one dad necklace.
How are you going to take that belly button?
that
belly ring.
On the way out, Todd Shapiro, the great Todd Shapiro, our mutual friend, tells me that you may be involved with this big Tony Orlando concert coming up August the 29th. What is that all about?
Yeah, this is our salute to veterans. So our concerts have been off the hook. We've had thousands of people coming to our concerts at Lakeside Theater in Eisenhower Park. So we got Tony Orlando back next month for our salute to veterans, and I'm really excited. We had a really fun press conference.
Oh, Eisenhower Park. I used to go to a club Thursday nights, Metro 700. It was like the WDRE music. What kind of music? Alternative music. Right. You ever go there, Laura?
Yeah.
You ever go there?
No, I never went there.
You never went there? You missed out. It was a great time. Yeah. Thursday nights in Eisenhower Park. Anyway, thank you so much for hopping on again today. We love when you stop by. Best of luck out there in Nassau County.
And thanks for doing a great job, Laura Curran.
Thank you,
Laura.
Fantastic.
Thanks. And I just want to remind everyone, U.S. News and World Report called Nassau County the safest community in America, and we're going to keep it that way.
Love it. Love it. Oh, yes. Laura Curran on the Bernie and Sid Show. She's terrific. Nassau County executive. Thank you so much, Laura.